everyone. This is your girl Tanya at Florida FM. I'm your host, and I am here today with a new episode on how to change your past. Hey guys, it's been a minute since I've been on here. I do apologize for that, but then I don't. I'm going to take that back because I've been working on a couple of things, and one of the things is myself. As you know it, every year I try to make a change on my life, and I try to make a change for the good. This year, one of the changes that I was faced with and that transpired from my past came about, and I'm learning to deal with it. I went for a new job and my past history came up, and it was a boom in my face. Okay. I thought I'd taken care of that, and it's other things that they don't tell you that come about. So if you had your history, your criminal history expunged, be careful of level 2 fingerprinting, because that is not expunged. I just thought I'd throw that out there. It does come about, but that's not only the thing that transpired from my past that came about. It also came about that someone from my past came about. I'm not going to mention who or what, but it was not an ex or anything. More of a parent. And I'm learning to deal with it. Now, with this situation, is a little bit more complicated. It's a little bit more, not confusing. I would not throw that word in there. It's just complicated. It's more of, I've forgiven this parent, and I'm trying to get beyond it. Here it is now that I'm 42. Well, soon to be 42. Sorry. I have not had a birthday yet. My birthday is in September. Yes, that's right. I'm a Virgo. For all you Virgos out there, Virgo season is coming. But I'm trying to learn how to get past what my mind won't let me let go, what my heart won't accept. I'm going to put it that way. And it's kind of hard, because when you've been hurt so many times from this one person, and this is the person that's supposed to protect you, this is the person that's supposed to love you, this is the person that's supposed to be there, this is the person that's supposed to basically, you know, protect you and to make sure that you are okay, and they're your blood. You feel a little different about this person. This is not just any regular person. This is not like a friend. This is not like an ex. This is not like somebody you can just kick to the curb and let go and just say forget about it. You know, that's just not this situation. But I do know that it's something that I've been working on for a long time. And we've tried to say have a relationship, but for some reason I can't wrap myself around to getting to that point, if you understand what I'm saying. I don't know if it's people, if I have any listeners, I'm sorry, excuse me for saying people, if I have any listeners out there that are going through this, may have went through this, excuse me. But if you have, please write me on my website, floridagirl.com, floridagirlfm.com. Sorry, I'm so lost right now. Please write me on there and let me know. Give me some insight on how to deal with this situation. Because, see, I'm trying to make a change in my life, but this is kind of one of the changes that I want to get past. And I want to do it for the better, not for the worse. And, of course, like I've said, I'm a Virgo. And we're the type that we don't like confrontation. We sure are very easy to get beyond and over people very quickly. We're very stubborn people, might I say. And sometimes we can be a little ratchet. So some things that I've been trying to get across to him, I'm going to say it's my dad, my biological father, as I tell people, my biological father. I'm not going to say dad because I put dad and father in two different separate categories. Because a dad is someone, like I think I had an episode on this, I'm not sure. But it's coming up because Father's Day is coming up. Dad is a different category than a father. I feel like a dad is someone that's been in your life and been there for you. Whether you had bumps, scrapes, bruises, whether you've been sick, whether you've had a good day at school, bad day at school, he's always been there. You know, someone to talk to, someone that had a shotgun as soon as you come through the front door and be like, where you been? You know, and a protector, you know, a lover, someone that loves on you. A father is someone that just birthed you. someone that your mother had a fling with, I feel. But father, I could be wrong, you know, but that's just my, you know, the way I see it. That's just me. That's just my opinion. Everybody has their different opinions and their different ways of seeing it. But with this situation, like I said, with my change, this is one of the changes that, excuse me again, that I'm trying to get through. And yeah, it's very hard. And I'm pretty sure that some of my listeners out there know what I'm going through. Like I said, please reach out to me. Please help me through this, because my mother and I had a long talk. I read some of the text messages. Not to put our conversation out there, but since you guys are my great listeners, and this is a podcast where I share things with you all, because I know someone out there that I'm touching right now on this subject. We talked, I kind of like said something to him on when he always ends his text message in love you, or he always says, I love you, I love you, I love you. I feel like when he says it, it feels as if to me that he's saying it to make up for the times that he didn't say it. He's always been in and out of jail, and I think that's where I get my criminalness from, my bad history from. But he's always been in and out of jail. I've been through a lot as a child. He was never there. I've had my grandfather in my life. I had my uncle in his life. My life, God bless the dead, he's passed away. I've had my mom's first husband in my life, and I consider them as my dad. These are the three male figures that I had in my life when he was in the streets. So I felt like he loved the streets more than he loved me. He loved the jailhouse more than he loved me. But I've tried to talk to him. I've tried to bond with him. And it feels like I've gotten nowhere. It was like a barrier that was there. And it's kind of hard. But when someone tells you that they love you at the age of 41, I've heard it 1,000 times. I've been heard 1,000 times from the same people that said that in the same sentence. They'll say, I love you, but fuck you at the same time. And those words don't mean anything anymore. My mother says it, I know it means something. My sister says it, I know it means something. My kids say it, I know it means something. But when a male says it, it means nothing. Except for if it's my grandfather, and he barely says it. And I think that's where I get my unaffectionate ways from, because we were never affectionate on my mother's side. We hardly shared those words every seldomly. But it's like this change in my life is kind of like stopping a little. It's like a little in my life, and I'm trying to like get over this hump. So I'm trying to figure if I should just like block it out and move past it and say, I don't see it, and put my blinders on, or should I just face it and say, hey, this is what it is? Because right now I'm ignoring the phone calls. I'm texting back one words. I although had one long text and say, how do you know that you love me? Don't respond so quickly. Think about it. You know, because when you react to something really quickly, you're not listening to what the person's saying. It's like, think about it. Give yourself a chance. You don't have to react so quickly. When you react to a question so quickly, I feel like you didn't give it any thought. You know, just like if somebody asks you, you know, what is it about me that you know, saying you want from me? You know, if you like, well, I think you're very nice. Okay, you didn't think it out, you know, really good. Give me something, some insight, something, you know, anything. When you think on it a little bit and you know, like, just give me a minute, you know, because sometimes I feel like when someone thinks it out, it gives them a chance to, like, really give me a good answer. Now, I'm not going to say go home and sleep on it now. I'm just going to say at least about 5 or 10 minutes, you know, that long. But when you come back with, oh, my love is unconditional, I will always love you. I'm sorry, you guys, my phone is chiming wherever it is. But anyhow, it's chiming if you're wondering what that ringing noise in the background. But I feel like when you respond to someone, you're not really paying attention. You're just responding just to get a reaction out of them, just to see the expression on their face. But when you think about it and you react on it and you respond to it correctly, it means more. Because now that you've said it, that means you meant it from your heart. And not just because of what you want them to be like, oh, okay. No, it's not supposed to work in that way to me. But that's just how I feel yet again. For others, they may feel a little different. They may want a little bit more. Maybe they want it quicker. Maybe they're like, okay, that'll work. I'll settle for that. And that's just how it is. And people have certain standards that they set. And some people may, you know, have a certain thing that they will want to hear from certain people, far as, you know, how they want to react to what they have to say, you know, and that's just way the cookie crumbles. So with this change that I'm going through, far as, you know, I've got a new position on my job. Yes, it's not all that great of a choice, but to me it is. To everyone else, they kind of like frowned upon it because it's a notch down from where I was. But I feel like I can get back to where I was again once I get the training and all the utensils that I need. But I'm very happy with my choice because I'm in a better place. And that's what matters the most when you do change. If it's good for you, that's what works. I just had a friend and a coworker that works with me. I know I'm giving you guys a lot because this is what's been going on in my life since I've been off the air. Oh God, I gotta find that phone. Hold on. Okay, I found the phone. I'm gonna silence my phone now. I should do this before I get on the air. I do apologize again. But I had a friend and she wrote this long Facebook letter on Facebook. She's having a new baby. She's also was a bakery manager and assistant, I'm sorry. And she like just made a big change. She's leaving our you know, our facility to go to another facility for a new position and a new job, and she's very happy with her change. And you know, and that's what matters. When you are happy with who you have become and how you have made the changes for yourself. And that's when I say self-pity takes a back row in this situation. When you make changes for yourself, self-pity, take a back row, take a back seat, you know, because this is not the place for you right now. I also want to do an episode on self-pity, because that has to do with self and how people shouldn't have play into self-pity, looking for people's, you know, their insight, their word, I mean, their anything that has to do with them. Just don't look into other people, because self-pity is the worst thing ever that could happen. Far as you trying to move forward, trying to move on, trying to do better with your life, trying to change and stuff. I noticed that a lot of people that have self-pity, they play into the role of, oh, should I do this? Oh, I'm so in the hole with finances, and, you know, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm just, you know, no self-pity when you're getting ready to change. You get up, you get out, and you get on with your life. You do what you're supposed to do. If you mess up, you can always do what, guys? You can change it. You can always change it. And like I said, if you feel uncomfortable with the choices you've made, like I said, you can make one of those boards where you put all your goals at on it, and you just go down the line of what all you want your life to be about. And it's called the motivation board. And you just go on there and you cross off each one as you're making that change in your life. Throughout whatever you're doing, whether it's financially, whether it's a new home that you want, that new car that you want, the new relationship that you want, whatever it is that you want to do, change is always good. Change for the good, not for the worse. Change for the worse is never good. I don't think so, especially when you have worse behind change. That's never good. But I hope everybody had got their vaccine shots. I did. That's also why I wasn't on the air. Boy, oh boy. I'm not going to put any salt on it, but that was like the worst feeling ever, trying to get through that. Because the first one was like kind of, okay, because it's cool. The second was like, oh my God, never again. But I feel a little bit more secure, more safe. I know everybody has their opinions on it and everything, but it is what it is. I mean, myself personally, I don't care what everybody has to say. That's on you, what you do with your body. I'm gonna do this for my body. I've been getting a flu shot for about 3-4 years. Why not go ahead and get the COVID shot? Just do it and get it over with, so I can feel more secure. If anything happens from this point, hey, it's going to happen regardless if you do or you don't. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. Okay, guys, so go and be safe, okay? Stay prayed up. That's the most. And God is always on your side. He's always watching. He's always there. If you need someone to talk to, like I say, hit me up on floridagirlfm.com. I'm here for you. I thank you for being such great listeners. If you haven't listened to any of my other episodes, please do chime in and listen to my other episodes. I promise you that I'm going to try to push out more episodes on more other topics that are to come soon. Also, my son will be graduating. Yay! And then he'll be going off to the Marines. Yay! I'm the best mom ever. If this is all that I get in life, that's what I want. I want my son to be successful. And like I told him, if he doesn't care about anything else in the world, just care about putting a smile on mommy's face by walking across that stage and going off into this world and becoming the man that she wants to become. Because one thing about mothers, even though Mother's Day passed, one thing about mothers, we strive to work hard at what we do. Not trying to say we're taking all the credit from Dad, but thank you, Dad, for what you've done by helping us get here. Also, for those who are being, you know, not absent. Well, for the ones that are absent, we just gonna leave that there. But for the ones that's been available and been there for their kids and doing what they're supposed to, and working hard side by side with mom, even if you're not with her or if you know you're doing the co-parenting thing, I appreciate you guys for doing that, because it is hard to be a single parent trying to do it on your own, especially raising a man, especially raising a daughter. Oh my God, we're not gonna talk about that. I sometimes wish that she could be graduating right along with him, but that's not gonna happen till another four more years. But we're gonna get her off too. But I mean, it's been a struggle. Waking him up every morning, making sure he gets to class, making sure these teachers are staying on top. Oh my God, I feel like I went back to high school. I'm not gonna even lie. That's also what I've been working on. They call my phone every day, talking about he may not graduate. Wait up. What you mean? So we've been trying to get that straightened out. Then talking to the recruiters, and it's like, oh my God. So yeah, I've been all over the place. So we're getting ready for the May 29th. That's the big day. So family's coming down, and we're gonna get this day over with. It's like a wedding. Let's get it on and get it popping, get it over with, so we can go to sleep. Cause I love my naps. I gotta have my beauty naps. That's how I stay young. So young looking. They asked me, what's your secret? Taking my naps. So you guys stay blessed, and like I said, stay tuned. I'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you for stopping by Florida Girl FM. You can also find me at floridagirl.com or on Facebook, Instagram at TanyaTalk19. All right, until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon.